On the KSRO live line with us is Christopher Hahn. He is a Democratic activist and a Fox News contributor. Christopher, good morning.
How you doing?
Nice to have you with us. How does that work exactly? Let's start there with being a Democratic activist and a frequent Fox News contributor.
Well, I mean, you gotta have some balance once in a while on Fox News. That's what I'm there for.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a welcoming area for you or not?
Yeah. I mean, look, Dave, I've been doing Fox now for almost 9 years, and they've been very accommodating to me and giving me a platform and, you know, a debate. And I've kind of become like Andre the Giant. I have a hard time debating one-on-one. It's usually 3-on-1, and I think I do okay.
Yeah, well, obviously, if they're inviting you back, you're doing just fine. And is the president doing just fine? I mean, let's face facts. Every White House staff goes through a number of changes, and particularly, it seems like, after the first year in office. Is his number of shakeups really much different than administrations past?
Well, it's double, maybe a little bit more than double than, you know, any modern presidency. So there's definitely more to it. And the way he's actually doing the shaking is disturbing to a lot of people. And frankly, firing your Secretary of State via tweet. And yes, I know that Tillerson probably has seen this coming for a long time, but, you know, the president should have put on his man pants and called him into the Oval Office and fired him. He's Secretary of State. It's, you know, fourth in line to the president.
Yeah.
It's not something you should be doing this way.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that on the TV show, Madam Secretary. I don't think they would do that to Tay Leone.
No, they most certainly would not.
Yeah.
And you know, even on The Apprentice, the president's show, he at least had the courtesy of looking somebody in the eye when he fake fired.
Yeah, I know. It is a different approach, especially, you know, with the whole tweeting thing. It's just a different way of going about it. And most of these people, you know, began the day before they started with his administration as friends, yes?
What was that?
I said most of these staffers began their professional relationship with Trump as friends before he brought them into the White House in various
positions.
I mean, so there's another reason why it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that holds true for Tillerson. I don't even think they knew each other. But it is interesting how this happened. It's just a very interesting thing.
And I wonder if you have any of your finger on the pulse of this with the upcoming possible shakeups of H.R. McMaster, one of the best really names for politicians ever, certainly when it comes to the military. And even John Kelly, they keep saying, no, 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 that's not happening. But, you know, the rumors keep bubbling up on a continuous basis.
I don't believe anything I ever hear out of this White House anymore, especially when it comes to staff. I think it would be very upsetting to me if H.R. McMaster was replaced with John Bolton, who's the name we're hearing most.
I mean,
John Bolton has never met a war he never met a country he didn't want to invade. I think it's a bad thing, especially given this president's penchant for changing the narrative by doing, you know, things that distract the media from his own scandals. So having a guy like John Bolton there enabling the president and his worst thoughts spells disaster, if you ask me.
And much has been said, Chris, about the expansion of the Russia probe by Robert Mueller, and now it's sort of bleeding into the Trump organization and how the president may feel about that. Is there any reason for concern by those who work in the Trump organization?
Oh, I think there's a great deal of concern. I mean, the Washington Post is reporting that, you know, the White House is basically gripped by this right now, and that's all these people think about, and they're wondering who's wearing a wire and who's not. Not a very good way to work.
And of course, then there's Stormy Daniels, and we know that we believe, at least, that certainly that 15 minutes of fame thing is one reason to be in the public eye. But in your view, what's she after here?
I think what she's after is revenge. Clearly, you know, this woman has had her life threatened, is what we're hearing today.
Yeah, physically threatened is what her attorney says, yeah.
Yeah, and that is disturbing when you think about it. Now, you know, I got to find out a little bit more about that. Is it like some obsessed Trump supporter, or was it the Trump organization that threatened her? But
It sounds very House of Cards, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you also don't know, you know, what was she promised that maybe she didn't get? The president in his business dealing is very fond of, you know, basically telling people one thing and then delivering something completely different. Was she promised, $120,000 and a stint on The Apprentice if she kept quiet about this? And it was, you know, a while ago. And maybe he never delivered on that. So, you know, what is the deal here? We're going to find out. And I don't know that it's going to be very pretty for the president. And I wonder how, you know, his evangelical base is going to react to it.
Well, don't you think, though, that at this point, with everything that's been attributed to the president so far, not to mention the number of women who have accused him of things that have not been proven, I mean, what is going to rattle him as far as his job goes, the presidency goes? Because it seems like everything bounces right off.
Well, I think he's going to have a lot of rattling come November. I think what you saw this week in Pennsylvania 18, that's going to change things dramatically. He won't have Devin Nunes heading the House Intelligence Committee. He'll have, people who are far less sympathetic to him heading these committees, and they'll have subpoena power, and they will be able to protect the special counsel or reappoint him should the president, which I fully believe sometime this year the president will launch us into a constitutional crisis by getting rid of the special counsel. I think the president's going to have a serious, serious problem. So much so that I have said this before. I think the president at some point will resign, not because he's, you know, facing impeachment. I don't know that there will ever be enough evidence to impeach him. But there'll be so much incoming fire from the special counsel, from the Congress, and from others that the president's going to look at himself and look at his wife and look at his, you know, piles of cash he's made over his career and say, why do I need this?
Yeah.
And he'll take off. He'll be done.
And do you think if that happens that way, Christopher, that there would be any ramifications for his business on the negative side?
I think that the ramifications on his business, look, there will be a market of people, about 30% of the country, that will love everything Donald Trump puts out there, and they'll buy it, and they will, you know, keep him in gold toilets and private jets for the rest of his life. Not to mention he's already worth, you know, at least $3 billion.
Yeah, he's got enough money to last.
The ramifications for his business, I think, you know, he's not going to be a good brand in New York City anymore. That's over.
And, of course, one of the big walkbacks that we've seen over the course of the last couple of weeks, some of us, even I, for a moment, had a glint of hope when we saw the video of President Trump talking with Senate and congressional leaders about gun control, with Dianne Feinstein at his side, talking about not being afraid of the NRA and raising the age to buy guns in this country. And then, of course, that glint of hope was erased momentarily.
Yeah, I guess the NRA has a copy of the dossier and let the president know that they know it's true, too. I don't know what the deal is, but for somebody who said on Tuesday he wasn't afraid of the NRA, by Friday he was afraid of the NRA.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's sad. Just sad.
Yeah, it was very disappointing, I think, for a lot of us who really had the notion that there might actually be enough bipartisan agreement on this particular issue.
Yeah.
But the kids aren't going to let him off the hook or let Congress off the hook about
and
this issue.
And they shouldn't, and I hope they don't. And you know, thank God for these kids.
Yep, indeed, they're inspiring a lot of us and showing a lot about what eloquence is too. And I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. Not with March 24th right around the corner and the March for Our Lives coming up.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I think you're going to find a lot of solidarity. It's not just going to be the kids this time like it was a few days ago. It's going to be the kids' parents, the kids' communities, the kids' teachers, and a lot of other people, too, rallying around in this particular way.
Amen. Well, I think we're going to be in for some serious change in this country. And frankly, you know what? The president has an opportunity. I don't understand why, you know, he even cares about the NRA. It's not like he's a lifelong hunter or anything like that. He doesn't owe them anything.
Yeah.
So he has an opportunity in whatever time he has left as president to do the right thing on guns and just part ways with these guys and do the right thing. And the fact that he's not speaks a lot to him and his character or whatever the NRA is holding over him. We don't know what that is.
Would you agree with those on the left who, some of whom have come around and said, listen, yes, we want to get rid of Donald Trump, but watch out because Mike Pence is worse?
Yeah, but the rules of gravity apply to Mike Pence in a way they don't apply to the president. And Mike Pence will not be able to get away with the murder that this president's been getting away with. And I don't mean that literally.
Yeah.
But Mike Pence will unfortunately face a lot of consequences, and he will go the way of Gerald Ford in 2 years.
Well, it will be interesting to see the rest of this roll out and how soon the rest of this rolls out. Christopher, one more question for you before we go, and that is, aside from the things that we've already talked about, what ought we be paying attention to with regard to the president right now?
I think we got to pay attention to this subpoena on his business records. You know, and a lot of people are saying, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the president tweeted out in the middle of the night, witch hunt. And we think that's when the subpoena was served on the Trump organization. And you know, the ties of that business, and we're hearing now that, you know, that they were trying to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. You know, President Clinton got impeached or had a special prosecutor foisted on him because of the Whitewater a real estate deal, which was nothing like trying to trade favors with one of our sworn enemies to profit yourself while running for president of the United States. This is something that the Congress is going to eventually have to look into. And if the Republicans in Congress don't get on it this year, I guarantee you that on January 2nd, there will be a full forced investigation of that deal that will really ensnarl this president and probably end him as president.
And does all of this mean that the bromance between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin is over?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that the president is still more loyal to Vladimir Putin than he is to the United States of America because he's made money or owes money to Vladimir Putin.
Well, I'm sure that Fox News is trying to contact you right now saying, given this conversation, Christopher, we've got to have you back right away.
Well, they'll have me back, trust me. And I'll say the same thing.
Yep.
And somebody on the other side will say something different. But
well, you know,
I think the American people know where we're at.
As long as there's dialogue, that's all good. As long as
Absolutely.
The dialogue continues between us and we can actually have conversations with folks whose opinions differ from ours, that is supposed to be how we get to the solution part of the equation, right?
That's exactly where we got to get to the solution part.
Very good. Very good. Christopher, an enjoyable conversation. Can't wait till we talk again.
Me too. Talk to you soon.
All right. That is Christopher Hahn. He is both a Democratic activist, that is, and also a very frequent contributor to Fox News. So he covers the entire gamut of that.